teams.
I got this shut off.
Can you still use your question?
I don't know. Let's see.
Brown paper bag.
Yeah. Okay. Then you can turn this on.
Good evening. I'd like to call the Thursday, December 15th, 2016 meeting to order at 7:04 p.m. The second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Commissioner Carabelli?
Yes.
Commissioner Duje?
Yes.
Commissioner Flynn?
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Here.
Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Mijak?
Here.
Commissioner Miller? Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sauger?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Toko?
Here.
And Commissioner Brown?
Still here.
With that, we have the invocation tonight by Commissioner Joe Sabatini.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for this day that you have given us and pray for your strength and guidance as we go through each day. May we be challenged to give our best always and every day. We ask that you guide our leaders and their actions to help them do their best always and ethically. Watch over those who are homeless and guide them to shelter and safety. Give us your guidance so that we can continue to strive to make this a better world. Watch over us and keep us safe during the holiday season as we celebrate your birth and welcome in a new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Commissioner Sabatini. Adoption of the agenda, moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated December 8th, 2016.
So moved.
Moved by Marino, supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are unanimously approved. Is there any public participation tonight? Going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed. We have a whole host of proclamations, some that were approved in the Infrastructure Committee on Tuesday, and some that were offered since then. We're approving them now, and then we do have presentations for those who are here and present tonight. So with that, I take a motion to approve in their entirety.
So moved.
Moved by Carabelli, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The proclamations are unanimously adopted. Appointments, which is 9A. Let's do OCE appointment with board concurrence. Friend of the Court Advisory Committee. There's one vacancy. It's a three-year term. And the one application is attached. We interviewed this earlier in the month at Government Operations. Is there a motion? Moved by Smith, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That appointment is unanimously passed. And then there's a BOC chair appointment with board concurrence for the Area Agency on Aging 1B. This is the older adult representative. It's an individual who served in that capacity since 2011. She's done so well that I think it's incumbent on this board to vote her in again. Moved by Marino, supported by the representative who sits on the area agency right now, Commissioner Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The appointment unanimously passes. We have 10 committee recommendations. We have a whole host of them. Some are from MDOT, contracts from the roads. Some are budget amendments. Some are collective bargaining agreements. There's a whole kind of mixed bag there. Would we like to take them in their entirety?
I'll move them.
We'll move item number 10, which is A through I, in their entirety. It's moved by Mijak, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items carry unanimously. I'm going to see if anybody's paying attention. I'm going to see if have Commissioner Bosberg support one of these motions. recommendation from the OCE. is My Dental Center's lease agreement with the Health Department from HHS and Finance. We have Bill Rudella, who is here to speak on that. Bill, why don't you just give a brief summary?
Thank you, Board Chair. And good evening, Commissioners. We're extremely pleased to let you know that we're moving forward with the transition of our dental clinic in Warren, so that it's operated by My Community Dental Center. In order to make this transition smooth, and especially smooth for the clients that receive services there, we need a lease agreement approved by the Board of Commissioners so that they can begin occupying the space. The lease agreement was put together by Corporation Counsel, along with input from facilities and operations, finance, risk management, and of course, the attorneys and staff from My Community Dental Centers. This organization is a nonprofit organization that's currently working with 20 other health departments in the provision of oral health services to those on Medicaid, those that are underinsured and the uninsured. And we look forward to them coming in to operate our dental clinic to increase services for our residents and also to do the renovations that we need at that facility. So, again, we ask your approval of the lease agreement.
Are there any questions for Bill? Commissioner Brown?
Looking for the terms of the lease. What's the, will they be, the terms of the lease, what will they be paying a month? How will they be paying, and what are the terms for renting that, leasing that space?
The amount that they're going to be paying in the agreement is somewhere around $14,500. I think a month, totaling about $14,000 per year. That's the agreement for the 1,600 square feet that they're going to be occupying there. The terms begin January 1st for 7 years of the opportunity for extension.
Have they done work in the county previously?
No, they have not worked in Macomb County. They do have a facility in Port Huron, in St. Clair County, City of Detroit, Washtenaw County. And this will be the first time they'll be working in Macomb County.
Thank you. Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director, for being here. Is MCDC a C3 nonprofit, or are they organized under the Nonprofit Dental Care Corporation Act?
The 501c3.
There's the 501c3 independent of that act. Okay, thank you. And then last year I remember having an issue with the wages for the part-time dentists that we employed. Would this actually remediate that issue? Not the lease agreement in and of itself, but the entire agreement with MCDC that alleviates some of the concerns that we had in terms of workforce turnover, low pay, and access to care.
Well, again, in 2017, we're not going to have a dental budget.
Right.
So they'll be taking over, and they'll have the professional staff.
Right. So do you think this will be an adequate long-term solution to it, or just a short-term fix, or kind of see where it goes?
Well, again, I see this as a win-win for us as a health department, as a county, and also for the residents who are going to get additional services. We'll have a full-time person, full-time dentist on staff with the opportunity to even expand that.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Commissioner Duje?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Considering this is going into Majestic Plaza, and in that corridor from 8 Mile to 696, other than the Thompson Center being someplace for medical, they have no dentist, no dental. This will be a win-win for not only the county but for all the residents that are in that portion of Warren that really need the help. And I support this wholeheartedly, and if anything, I'll make the motion to approve it.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there support? Moved by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item carries unanimously. Moving on to recommendation from OCE, approve the following 2017 health care contract renewals and corresponding budget adjustments. It's a little more complicated because we already have approved the CBAs, the collective bargaining agreements, and these are the health care benefits that would correspond to that. We have Eric in the audience. Or John Anderson in the audience. He was going to do your job for you.
You just wait until next month.
He was going to send you an invoice, too.
I'm here to support you.
What are you guys?
Good evening.
guess what is before the board is the health care renewals for 2017, starting off with the HAP HMO and the BCN HMO, along with the administrative fees and stop loss for our PPO product, and finally the Medicare Advantage plan that's in place for the Medicare eligible segment of our retirees. This year we were fortunate to negotiate both the HAP HMO and the BCN HMO to be cap compliant, so there would not be a monthly premium to the employee segment. And a highlight also was under the BCN piece, we actually came in 1.3% under the cap, which is very good for the county as well. There were some initial challenges to get HAP in line with cap compliance, and the negotiations took an extended period of time, but at the end of the day, we were able to deliver a product that was cap compliant for our employees.
Are there any questions? Commissioner Brown.
So what did we give up for that substantial change in premium that they agreed to?
Well, there was attached in the accompanying contract will show you that we had a bump in the co-pays for both the prescription drug and office visits, and urgent care was a bump for that. And it's spelled out on the HAP contracts that's attached. The specialist is now $40, ER is now $200, urgent care is now $50, and the PCP or the doctor visits are $25.
And John,
this was
John, these are all items that were approved in the collective bargaining agreements that we did last week? Okay.
Yes. The HAP, like I say, was a difficult one because in addition to their over 15% increase, they also wanted to institute deductibles for the first time in our HMO product of $250 and $500. That was erased as well. So they did come down a huge amount from their initial standpoint. So I was very proud of that, to be able to offer for him. Eric offered to the employees the two HMOs out there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Commissioner Majek?
Thank you, Chair. So the original renewal called for a 15% increase. That is very big. That's a lot considered the last 5 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we've had increases of both HAP and Blue Cross Blue Shield of what, 2 to 3, 4% about the last 5 years?
Yes, we've always made the compliance, statutory compliance amount, which has varied from about 2.5 to 3.3%.
And that's statutory compliance, that's due to state law that the governor signed into law that we have to have a cap?
Yes.
Okay. So that's one reason why these rates have been low as they've been. And also, as you told me a couple of years ago, more competition for providers, which has resulted in lower sort of costs or lower increases over the last couple of years, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So then why is it now that we have 15% this year for HAP and Blue Cross 10%, given the last couple of years, again, they've been between 2 and 4%?
Well, I frankly don't know why that came in at such a high rate, but the BCN that you're referring to is the retiree rate, and this year is the first time the retiree rate was higher than the active rate. So for the last few years, we've enjoyed having the in my viewpoint, the higher claims piece of the puzzle, the BCN, at the same rate as our actives, with the exception of this year, and they took a second look at it, and they moved it to a 10% increase. But we've been getting very good renewals on the BCN for the past 5 years.
Okay, and not to be political, but I do have to ask this. What does this have, this increase, how is that affected by the Affordable Care Act? What role does that play into this, if you know that? Just curious. Your opinion, your professional opinion. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the media that premiums are going to go up double digits and so on and so forth for that this year. And I just want to hear from you. You're our risk manager. Does that play a role at all?
I have not seen the impact of the double digits on our account. And that's since the statutory cap and the ACA took over. So I think it's a blend of both having statutory caps to deal with and having the ACA in place as well. For some reason, as it affects our county, it seems like we have benefited from both.
And just a little bit of history. I don't mean to beat a dead horse. Some of you have heard me say it before. When I first started here in the mid-90s, the health care for a family of four was about $3,500 per family of four, and went up to about, I think, about $15,000 in 2009. Just the numbers I was looking at. And at those rates, they're in double digits, 10, 15, 20%. And we should be very thankful. It is Christmas, and be thankful that our health care rates have been very low, the increases over the last couple of years. So thanks for your time, John.
Thank you.
Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So looking at the BCN renewals, our active employees are going to just be facing a 2.5% increase, and our retirees, we're looking at about a 10.8% increase. Is any of that, I don't know if this addresses Commissioner Mijak's question, is any of that attributable regarding the retirees to the expiration of the state subsidies for the last 5 years, or like Medigap policies, et cetera? Or is it literally just...
They told me that the rates are based on regional claims, so take that for what that's worth.
So off the top of your head, what would be the average increase over, say, the last 3 years, or the last year?
For this
segment.
County?
For our retiree segment. The county.
For the retiree segment? Probably anywhere 8-9%.
8-9% in regards to our actives holding all people?
And our actives staying within the range of the statutory cap, 2.5% to 3.3%.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're not balancing this on our retirees in order to reduce our increase in our active employees. I mean, as what was mentioned earlier, this was already in our contractual agreements that we had for our collective bargaining agreements, so we're in a sense legally obligated, but so these rate increases, especially with the health care, is a little alarming. I know within the PAC, for instance, you were able to bring it down 5%. I really appreciate that, but this is a 10.8% increase, which obviously no one's happy about. So I just wanted to ask about that, and then, Mr. Chair, these are ASOs, so just administrative service contracts, essentially. So we're self-insuring?
No.
This is actually underwritten by DCM?
Yes. It's a fully insured product. We pay a premium per contract.
Okay. So DCM products it's not an administrative service contract, then.
Right. But we do have that element to our health care for the segment that opts for the PPO.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So with that, I'll take a motion to approve. Moved by Toko, supported by Mijak. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. And this, hold on. Before you say aye, that's for A, B, C, and D, since they go together. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 12 carries unanimously from A through B through HAP through Blue Cross Network. So now to the ceremonial part of tonight's presentation. We have numerous proclamations. We have numerous proclamations to give tonight, and we haven't figured out all the logistics of the boardroom yet. And so for proclamations, we're going to kind of turn that podium to what we did for the ceremony. And once we give each proclamation, what's the routine, Patty, after? Speak into the microphone so they can all hear you.
I don't need a microphone. If the recipient would take their proclamation and just stand off to the side, and then we'll have a photo opportunity.
Sounds good. They got me working to the last hour over here. I don't get per diems per proclamation. So the first person we have, we passed the resolution for Bill Masterovich, but he is not here today. So we'll move on to Bob Hoffner. And Bob is an extremely humble individual. He's somebody who's worked in this county for 42 years, dedicated, rose to the ranks. He's somebody that I've served with and worked with, not only in his capacity as Department of Roads Director, but also as somebody who's been on the pension board and was the chair of that pension board for my first term, and I learned a lot from him. For those of you who don't know, Bob oversees a department that has 236 employees, a budget of more than $119 million, and his knowledge and expertise on all matters related to road construction will be missed. People like us, county commissioners, we come and go. Bob Hoffman is an institution over there. And maybe they'll put a statue on in front of you. But Bob, an institution, he's somebody that is just a good and a decent person, somebody who cares about others. He does it in a very low-key way. And I know Bob, they wanted to have a big party for him on the first floor of this building, and he absolutely put the kibosh on that and said he wouldn't attend his own party. But Mark Delden would like to say a couple words and publicly acknowledge his achievements over the years. But on behalf of Macomb County, the Board of Commissioners, we want to thank you, Bob, and wish you all the best that life has to offer.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Delden. I represent the County Executive's Office. And from the County Executive's Office, I work most closely with Bob and his staff. He is the epitome of a gentleman and the epitome of a loyal public servant. I first met Bob many years ago when I was in my previous career in administration in Chippewa Valley Schools, and we would talk about local projects, and he would come and visit us and meet with us to talk about the roads that were going to be under construction that would impact our school bus routes, and talk about how we could safely navigate on time, get kids to school back and forth. And quite frankly, for those of you that know Bob, he is very matter of fact. I know that many of the commissioners can appreciate that, but he's very blunt. He says it like it is, and if you don't know him real well, you can be intimidated by him, and I was intimidated by him even when I was school superintendent, and he would come and talk to us about those new roundabouts that were going in at 19 Mile and Romeo Plank, and, you know, he gave us some videos on it and whatnot, but I really have come to appreciate his dedication and his service to this county. He treats that budget that Chair Flynn talked about like it's his own, and I have teased him over the years that, and I seriously still do believe this, that Bob still has his first communion money. And that's exactly how he treats the budget of the Department of Roads here in Macomb County. But he is loyal, he is dedicated, and he is humble. And every public servant, including myself, should take lessons from Mr. Hoffner about being a very humble public servant. So with that, our office is going to miss him greatly. We have named a successor who's going to do a fantastic job, and we hope he's going to be here as long as Bob Hoffner is. So with that, Bob, I wish you many, many years of happy and healthful retirement. Thank you.
Speech, Bob.
I'm humbled by the accolades that I got tonight, and I'm just very honored to serve the people of Macomb County.
That is so true.
I appreciate the two tracks, Bob. You made life smoother.
So with that, we'll move on to the next presentation. Somebody who is also an institution in Home County, but not when it comes to roads, but when it comes to education, when it comes to workforce development, and when it comes to all things economics in Macomb County. I've gotten to know Jim over the years, well before I was born. Jim was at it at Macomb Community College. He made his first trip here, I think it says, in 1967. For those of you who don't know, before Jim had a tie and had the title of president, he was an activist. He's somebody who was engaged in protests for the Vietnam War. But he was somebody who, I think he said, was the first president who actually got fired at Macomb Community College, but he can tell you about that a little bit later. Before that, he had the esteemed privilege of going to Princeton University. And many people outside of us who know him or in elected office know Jim because he gives the annual economic forecast in Macomb County and has done that for 30 some odd years. I worked with Jim when I first became commissioner, and you know, we were heading into the recession and workforce development, how we're going to get more people to get back into the workforce and how they need the skills, and that there was a skills gap for many jobs that might have existed for people. Macomb Community College is one of the most prestigious community colleges, not just in the state, but across this country. When people talk about community colleges, you have presidents, Democrats, Republicans, that come to that institution because it's so well known for what they do. And so his many years, over close to 50, in Macomb County at the community college, have really instilled in this area the desire that we always improve our skills, that we always have affordable education for people who might not otherwise be able to go to other colleges. He's worked to expand programs where people start at Macomb, and then they're able to go into other colleges and get a four-year degree at a much cheaper rate. And so for those people who pack a lunch and punch a clock, or who go through the ups and downs of the economies and need to be retrained, Jim has been a leader and a champion in that field. He's somebody who we all have the greatest respect for. When he speaks, people listen. He's become a dear friend to myself and my family over the years, and on behalf of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, we want to publicly acknowledge and certify all of your work, your efforts, and your achievements. Thank you, Jim.
I can't just miss this opportunity to say a few words. First, you know, thank you, David, and thank the commissioners. It's an honor and a really very moving to get awards from people in the community. It really means a lot to me. I think it's really important to also our institution, because as everybody here knows, it's the staff, it's the people who work at the college who do the real work. I mean, I'm really blessed, and this county is blessed, with the kinds of people who work at the community college. So I feel very good about my role, and I feel very good about, you know, eventual retirement, which is really 2017. A lot of people have asked me why I'm retiring, and there are really three reasons. The first is the obvious one. I'm old. Barb and I. So I started when I was 12, but it is true that in June of 2017, when I retire, I've been 49 years at Macomb Community College.
Wow.
But second, I think there's also an occupational hazard that happens to people who are like in jobs like mine as president of a large institution. And that occupational hazard is that you're surrounded by great people and great staff, but they never tell you the whole truth. They always say, you know, you're right, you know, that's a really great idea, etc. So after about 9 years of being president, you begin to realize that, you know, not all your ideas are all that great, and nobody ever says. So I think that's an occupational hazard that says that you need most important one, and this is the one which I think is important here. I think we do great things at Macomb Community College. Last year, 1,600 people, citizens of Macomb County, got jobs through our program. 1,400 people graduated and got associate's degrees. Another 3,000 students went on to four-year institutions. So we're really, I think, doing very important work for the county. But despite that, and you know, David talked about the economic forecast, you know, we still have a long way to go in this county. We have massive income inequalities, despite the recovery of the auto industry. You know, the median income, the family income of people in this county is still lower than it was in 2008. And we're growing as a county, and we're more diverse, but we still have a long way to go. And as a result of that, a good community college can help, but we need a broader and diverse network of institutions. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing is helping build that kind of broader network of institutions to really continue to move the county forward. So with that, I really want to say it's a great honor to get this award, and I'll be still here, and no rumors about me leaving. I'm going to be still playing a role. So thank you very much.
Elected official portion of tonight's program. And we want to honor the longtime Public Works Commissioner who's been here for 24 years since 1992. He's somebody who served this board many, many years ago. He served in the Chippewa Valley School Board. Public Works is one of the most important departments that we have in this county. People don't recognize it because it's not something they see every day, unless there's a problem. And so, with his work on behalf of Macomb County as Public Works Commissioner, as his time as the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks Authority former chairman and current commissioner on that board, this board of commissioners, and I know some commissioners might want to say something, wants to honor you and your service at the school level, at the county board level, and as your director of Macomb County Public Works. And on behalf of the 870,000 residents of this county, this board officially and publicly commend you for that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot to the board of commissioners for this presentation. I appreciate it. But my 24 years as commissioner, Public Works, and 4 years on the board here, and even a trustee at the Chippewa Valley School. I've been a man of little words. I don't say a lot. I like to do things. So with that, I'm going to end it right now and say thank you so much, and I appreciate the award. I got another venue I have to attend, so excuse me if I step out. Okay? Thanks a lot.
Program, we want to recognize one of the other countywide elected officials who I believe won her first election in Macomb County as clerk in the same year that Commissioner Morocco did in 1992. The clerk's office works closely with the Board of Commissioners. When you look at state law and you look at the foundation of the state constitution in 1963, most of the documents that I have to sign, work with, certify, also have to be signed by the clerk as well. And she's somebody that is so cutting edge. She has been a pioneer in her field. Think about, and she's been a pioneer on gender issues too. To run for city council in the 1970s, to be the clerk, first female clerk of the city of Warren in the 1970s, and actually come here countywide is quite an impressive feat. Carmela's worked to make the clerk's office bridge the 20th century to the 21st century. They make things as accessible and as easy and as affordable as possible for the people who come through their department. And everybody knows, and Carmela's been here, and
Todd says it in a little more words than Carmela does. But basically, from your birth certificate to your death certificate and everything in between, the Macomb County Clerk and the Register of Deeds is just an essential part of our lives and big events that happen in that. And so she's worked to improve elections, saving tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars by being the first state to publicly bid for supplies, which pushes good government, open government. Everything that she does is online. Everything's open. You can come and see her. And so, Carmela, it has been a personal privilege to be able to sit next to you as the chairman of this board, as the official clerk of this body. It's been a pleasure to be your friend, and we wish you all joy and happiness in life.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of the UAW workers in my office, all of the AFSCME workers in our office who are great employees. They want the best for the county. And I wouldn't have been able to get all of the awards that we have gotten through the past years on our NACO awards if it wasn't for that staff of hardworking people in this county in each of the departments. And I thank you. I had 40 years of public service, 16 in Warren and 24 in Macomb County. And it was time to retire. And I think Dr. Jacobs said, I'm old. and I feel like I want time so I can travel and see my family in Italy, Milan, Italy. And I'm going to see my friends in Florida and so I'll be around. Thank you so much.
Dave. We're sitting over there.
Commissioner Miller could not be here today because of a family obligation, but I think on the record we just publicly wanted to acknowledge his role here as serving as the finance chair, which takes the most amount of time and effort to deal with. And so we'll be presenting that at another time, in another event, I think sometime soon, at the Pancake Breakfast. Put another cheap plug in for Commissioner Tumbo's event on Veterans. It's Saturday at
10 o'clock.
At
the Vintage House.
Perfect. Thank you.
And we're collecting food for the Vietnam veterans. That's the purpose of it.
Next is a proclamation for Commissioner Steve Marino. And this one won't be as long as some of the people, like Jim Jacobs, have been here. How many years? 49? 49 years. Steve's been a terrific commissioner. He's been a good friend. He's somebody that respects his communities. He respects public policy. He comes to these meetings, as you can tell, on health care, on dental issues. He's prepared. He knows his stuff. And want to thank him for his service. And he's got a long and illustrious career ahead of him. Whether it's in Lansing, whether it's someplace else. His trajectory is moving forward and upward. But I did ask him to be sergeant-at-arms when he first got on this board, and he was thrilled. And today, you can tell after he, probably commissioners owe him about $500 for gifts in the flower fund and tracking people down that he might have not taken that appointment if he would have known the roles. But in all seriousness, Steve comes to the table and wants to get things done in public life. One of the things that we can point to, and I know the clerk will appreciate, is with his background in campaign finance, he wanted to make sure that people could file online, make it easier, and the clerk worked with us to make that happen. But that was Steve's initiative. And so, Steve, on behalf of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, thank you for making a stop here on to bigger and better things, and we wish you all the best.
Obviously, I'm not old, but I spent about 5% of my life now on this board. It truly has been.
Whole 5%.
Are we taking you out to the bar?
We'll talk about that later. But a common thing you've heard from everyone up here is it starts with our staff. I mean, I couldn't do anything that I've ever been able to do on this board. Again, that long 5% of my life so far without our staff that we have here at the board.
It's pretty funny.
And everyone on down. So again, I want to thank you. And then also our board chair, Dave Flynn, has been absolutely incredible. I remember when I was first elected, I didn't know how partisan these elections would be. And of course, David alluded, I had sergeant at arms. So I'm like, all right, something's going on with this. It was my I'm most mobile to close the doors, because I know I'm not the biggest to throw anyone out of here. So I'm a little curious about that. But Kathy mentioned, she goes, Dave is the most thorough board chair. And this is coming from the previous board chair. And she goes, he's so organized. He'll make sure that you know you're on top of things, even when you don't want to be or even if you don't need to be. And again, Dave, I don't know if this board would run as smoothly as it did without your leadership. And I know the rest of the commission, without speaking on behalf of all of you, is going to miss you, because I think with you and I leaving, the average age of the board jumps up. So again, I just want to thank everybody. It's an honor to represent Harrison Township, and as I was saying, the majority of St. Clair Shores and District 10 for the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. And after seeing Lame Duck for the last 2 days in Lansing while I was up there, I truly will miss working with you. So, again, thank you so much for this honor. And, again, please keep doing the great work that you always do. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, with you and I have gone, Commissioner Majek and Brown look like young bucks again. Moving on, Commissioner Sabatini. Commissioner Sabatini started with the new form of government in 2011. And he has been the first and the only audit chair of Macomb County. Joe's always brought an expertise in financials. He's a CPA by trade. He's somebody that has a wide array of knowledge when it comes to logistics and IT and stuff that the rest of us pretend like we actually know what we're doing. But Joe's the one who actually does. He's somebody who's thoughtful. He's somebody who is just a generally a nice person, somebody who has been supportive of me and this board. He brings ideas to the table. He's somebody who is a great dad, has four children. Three. There's more we got to tell you tonight. We want to thank Joe for his service here. He will be missed. He's somebody that's level-headed. He's somebody that has good relationships with people on both sides of the aisle. And so on behalf of Macomb County, I know I'll miss you, and I know this board will miss you even more. So congratulations, Joe. Thank you.
I just want to say a few words. I'm a man of little words here relative to the board. I usually kind of go for the jugular, get what I have to get done, and move on. Kind of learned that in the private sector the hard way. So. But it's been a real pleasure working with everyone here on this board. It's been an honor to serve my community. Initially, when I got elected, I represented Clinton Township, Macomb Township, City of Beauty, and Shelby Township. So it's been quite an adventure, but it's been a true honor serving with everyone up here. Our staff is amazing. I think they don't get enough thanks from this board and from the community as they should, because they do a fabulous job, and it doesn't go unnoticed. But long story short, you know, a lot of the board members are leaving, moving on to other things, and I wish everyone the best of luck. A lot of us were here the first time when this charter changed this form of government, so we're in history, and that's pretty cool to be able to say that. But it's been an honor to serve with everyone here, and everyone previously that's been on this list, it's been an honor to just be on this agenda with all those names. So thank you, everyone, and we'll certainly stay in touch.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one comment about Joe Sabatini.
Is it PG?
Yeah. When he gets in the figures, you listen to him because of what he says, but he's the only one that has ever convinced me that 2 and 2 equals 5. Thank you.
2 and 2 equals 5. So with that, I have Bill Misterovich's proclamation, which is not the one we need.
You can read it.
That's how good the staff is, too.
Oh, man. Double dig.
I meant they're right there to hand me the next
one.
All right.
See how it changes.
With that said, we have the last proclamation tonight is for Commissioner Bosberg, former Commissioner Bosberg, and you can see a bigger smile on her face now that she's transitioned to be the trustee at Chesterfield Township. Kathy, come on up here. that side of the aisle, right? With that said, Kathy served on this board for 14 years. She truly was somebody who came on this board and wanted to be a difference maker. She wanted to get involved in as many things as she could, as her record indicates. She represented Chesterfield, New Haven, City of New Baltimore. And I need to read this because it's such a long list. She has been the chair of the Retirement Commission, chair of the Economic Development Committee, chair of the Justice and Public Safety Committee, and she has been somebody who's been extremely involved in SEMCOG, and worked her way up to be the chair of that regional organization. And she was the first chair of this Board of Commissioners as we transitioned from the general form to the charter form. She was the first elected Republican chair of this county commission, which is something she should be very proud of. Kathy's always somebody who's been thoughtful, wants to come to a solution. Those of us who know her behind the scenes, she's always working, she's always thinking of other people. She's somebody who deeply cares about her family, her kids, and now her grandkids. And I think one of the major reasons she wanted to leave here is so that she could spend more time with them and devote to her husband, Dwayne, who retired a few years back, who's also involved in veterans issue. Kathy really is somebody who came here, made a difference, and that legacy will be felt well into the future. As board chair, as I transitioned, she couldn't have been more gracious on helping me and assisting me fulfill that role. She always came to me with advice or let me know what was going on. We've had that sort of friendship and that relationship. And like I say, board chairs don't die. They just go on that wall out there for everybody else to see. So on behalf of this entire commission, Kathy, I wish you all the best and congratulations.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Dave. I was thinking over the, I was trying to think of what I'm going to say tonight, and it started out back in 2003, won the 2002 elections after 2003. Macomb County had more money than what we needed. We could do it. We came up with all kinds of innovative programs, came up with prescription discounts for senior citizens. We had to pay for that, but we gave it away. There were just so many things that we were able to do that now we didn't think about. And but yet we really went through some pretty tough times, and things are looking better again. So I just want to say to those of you who will still be around, just hang in there, because hopefully times will get better again. Regarding just being here and working with everyone, it's interesting to see how people change, how they grow as they're on the board, starting out with certain agendas, things they want to do and accomplish, and it's fun to help them accomplish that and get those things done. And some people decide, you know what, I thought I was going to do this, but they come to a different understanding of being an effective leader in this community. And I'm just grateful to know everybody here and to have worked with all of you. And I was trying to think of what was one of the most exciting things I did in my 14 years here. Probably one of them was being the first Republican chair. But you know what was really exciting? I got to ride in a fly in a KC-135 and do a refueling mission. That was probably the most breathtaking thing that I did as a commissioner. Again, thank you all very much. And remember, we are here under this new charter that we worked very hard over the past 6 years to make sure that we have a place in this government, and we do, and I urge you all to continue working toward that. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I just say a couple words?
So why don't we open up new business, and commissioners can say whatever they like about any of the previous proclamations. So on the list, we have Commissioner Sauter.
Kathy, all I can say is that the board has been awful quiet since you've been gone. But I'll miss you dearly. I consider you a friend, and I'll always keep that in my mind. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Brown?
Yes, Kathy, I thought one of the most exciting things you had to do was to sit by Marv Sauger for the time you were here. But you've been a friend. You truly are. You have the heart of a public servant, looking out for the good of the people, your district, and for the good of the entire county with responsible actions you can conduct yourself with. I've known you a long time, and you're going to go on. You're not passing away. You're going to keep Chesterfield Township in line. And being the Dutch that you are, I'm sure you'll be very tight with the dollars. So, wish you continued success, and I'll see you around. Thanks.
Commissioner Toko?
In addition to all of the accolades of Kathy, she also is a champion for the mentally ill. I have the privilege of serving on the Community Mental Health Board with Kathy. She's going to stay on as our appointee, and I look forward to continued working with her.
Commissioner Smith?
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Kathy and Steve and Joe and Fred and everybody else who's leaving our board, this board is losing a lot of experience, a lot of valuable knowledge that you all have brought to the table and worked so well with us, and I appreciate, Kathy and Joe and Steve are all on the Republican side, but during most of the negotiations that went on over all the years, you would never know. Everybody came to the table to work together for the common good, not for their party, and you three were a very good example of that, being in the minority of Republicans. It didn't matter. We were able to get things done that everybody agreed on, and we're going to really miss that. I hope the new board members can live up to what you guys have started here and established, and good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioner Carabelli?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess we'll go back to when the first was Mr. Hoffner. Bob, we've butted heads over the years. We've got a lot of things done. Still disappointed with the speed of it. I'm going to work on you guys.
I'll help you.
With that said, a lot of great things were said to you by Deputy Executive Delvin and Chair Flynn. And the community is grateful for the time you've put in here. Thank you very much. Moving on to Columbia College. Doctor, I tell you, my son's going to your school now. I went to your school. I'm very impressed on what has transpired from what it was, what you've made it today. To talk about where they were and where they're at today, that's from the leadership that you've had. And we're all appreciative of that. Thank you. With Kathy sitting right next to you. Kathy was great working with you, and I hope to continue working with you in the position. And the rest of the commissioners that are leaving, it's been great. I consider you all family. You all work together. I know more about you than I probably should. With that said, it's been a great experience to spend the few years here forming this new government and leading it forward. And I couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with, so I'd like to thank all of you. Thank you.
Well said. With that, Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Sorry, I have to say something. First of all, I'm going to miss Kathy tremendously, but we've got a lot of things we're going to have to pick up. Somebody's going to have to pick up SEMCOG, and that's a considerable amount of time. And so we're not only losing institutional knowledge, but we're losing commissioners that have been willing to pick up those extra tasks. I recently had a really good conversation with Joe that I wish we had had much earlier in our relationship. I really enjoyed that, and I respect you immensely. And last, Steve, when we walked in our first parade together, my kid said, I don't like him. He looks like a politician. Look at him. Just look at him. So we walked, and one of my daughters incidentally looks exactly like Savannah, his girlfriend, and so they got to talking, and so she says, well, let's have him over for burgers. So we invited him over, and by the end of the afternoon, the kids were like, I really like this guy. So he's very funny and has a great personality. When he lets his political guard down, and my kids are going to miss him, but we're going to be getting together with her while he's in Lansing and hanging out. That's our plan. So I'm going to miss you, all of you, and thank you for your service. Thank you.
Thank you. With that said, Any other new business before the commission? Seeing no other new business, public participation. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak?
Mark Gelgan, 41258 Windmill, Harrison Township. And I just want to take this opportunity publicly. I know I come before you often to thank this 2016 Board of Commissioners and Carmela Sabaugh for years of dedicated service. I was taught many years ago at a very early, young age, because I'm old too, that it's not about who's the smartest in the room, it's about building relationships. And if you don't have relationships, you're not going to get anything done. Period, bottom line. Chairman Flynn, I know that I'll have an opportunity at some point soon to speak more about what the leadership that you've provided here on the board. And to the outgoing commissioners, thank you for your service, your vision, and your support of some of the crazy ideas that the Office of County Executive has brought forward. I think we're a better county for it. I want to pay a particular thanks and compliments to Kathy Bosberg. Is Kathy still here?
Yeah,
Kathy, yes. I want to pay respect to her because as I reflect on the 6 years that I've been here in this new form of government, I realize now the job that she had as the first chairman, whether she was the first Republican chairperson or she was whoever the first chairman of this new form of government was going to be, it was going to be a tumultuous couple of years. And Commissioner Bosberg stepped up and she resumed that role. And when I look now at some of the things that we disagreed on, the two branches of government, I have so much respect for her that she stood tall, she did the right thing, she did what she felt was right, but she had the courage because so many of us, including the Office of County Executive, really was deer in the headlights. Because we had no template to follow. There was no executive that sat in that office prior to that. So this is brand new for everybody. So I just want to publicly thank her so much for her leadership and her courage. But I most particularly want to thank this outgoing Board of Commissioners. And I look forward to working with the 2017 Board of Commissioners not only next year but for many years in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed, and I put chairman's comments at the end, and I do appreciate and recognize that the board is gracious enough to have me come back out in January or February in 17 to honor my time as chair. But while they still allow me to press the button on and off on the microphone, I want to say a couple things. And they're very simple, and they're very straightforward. But from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank certain people. First and foremost, my parents who are here, my mom who was a teacher for 40 years, and my dad who was a labor leader, my girlfriend's here, Ansley. But my parents afforded me every opportunity. Not many people could have run for this board at 20, been its chairman at 25, and want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. With that, obviously, I thank the residents of Sterling Heights for voting for me to put me here. But I want to thank all the commissioners who have allowed me to have this awesome responsibility at such a young age. I know you. I know all of your families. And it's something where I believe relationships matter and people need to work with each other. I don't care your background, your philosophy. The whole reason we're here is to actually get something done. And we might disagree on what that might be or degrees of difference, but our fundamental belief is that we are here to provide a good service for the residents of Macomb County and to protect our 2,500 employees and our retirees. With that, thank you. I would be totally remiss, and I don't appreciate everybody laughing at that misintended joke on the staff over there, because I cannot thank the staff. When you're the chair of this board, you really have an awesome responsibility. Most of the time you're under the spotlight. You're juggling between 14 different proclamations, the agenda changing, people coming in at the last minute. And so, obviously, we've transitioned, and we've had an interesting year. And through six employees after we reorganized this office, and we had everything running on all cylinders. But, you know, talented people move on to different organizations, and they should. So Courtney and Corrine and Andrew, we've built a new team here, 2.0. Michael O'Mara, who started this week, who's just a talented young guy, caring, is going to do great. Crystal Brenner, who came from the clerk's office, who's so talented, she will be a great legislative director. Michael Keyes is a legislative aide. Laura Murphy, who is just the sweetest person, who is a great person to organize, to be the face when people walk in, to hear their issues, to answer their phones, to hear their concerns. Corrine, I think she's done now. I don't think the next board chair will be able to get her back. There won't be a third retirement here. And Scott Smith, who has been our ABLE advisor here. We wouldn't be at the position we're in to fight the fights that Commissioner Bosberg and other people talked about tonight. He is probably one of the best municipal attorneys. And it's not, if he is one of the smartest people in the room, but it's not because of that law degree or that practical training. It's because he brings common sense to the table. He can work with anybody in the toughest situations we've had here. And I put anybody toe-to-toe next to him and want to thank him personally for what he's been able to do here. And last but not least, I get a little emotional, Patty Dibb. She likes to call herself my work mother. But she has always had my back. She stood behind me 110%. I couldn't do this job as ably as I have without her. She's always been there. I've never had to worry about anything. When you have somebody like that who is your chief of staff, then you're able to go out there and perform and deliver and execute a game plan. And so, Patty, thank you. The different agencies of the county, of county government, I see that we have certain people here from the Department of Roads. We have Bob and the next director, Brian and Bill. We have John Anderson and John Chapka, the directors, who I've always had to work with on a day-to-day basis or week-to-week basis. And the finance director, who we probably have the closest relationship with. And I couldn't be prouder. One of the best things I think we did here was appoint Steve Schmiegel to be the finance director. He's somebody who's really fit into that role, and I know he didn't want that job at the beginning because there was probably too much politics. And, you know, he was somebody who didn't get a lot of airtime, as I would say it up here, because he was behind two alpha finance directors, Dave Deagle, the first county executive of Macomb County, and then Pete Provenzano. But he's become somebody who I trust immensely, somebody who does such an able job, and that's really important when you have a finance director that you can trust. Last but not least, obviously this office interacts with the courts and Martha T. Berry and different agencies, community and mental health, but really co-equal branches of government. It's the executive branch and the legislative branch. Checks and balances, fundamentals of when you go back to fourth grade civics lessons here. And I want to personally thank Mark Delvin, who has been somebody who has been a friend, a confidant, in many ways a mentor. I like to tell him I taught him everything he knows, but secretly he's taught me a few things along the way. But one of the reasons that we've been able to accomplish what we have is because people talk to each other, they work with each other, and at the end of the day, after a tough negotiation, they compromise with each other. There's always a next budget. There's always a next contract. There's always something in the future. And you always have to maintain that, even when times have been heated, things have been very public, as any public office can be. From the bottom of my heart again, Mark, I want to thank you. And so with that, I will close by saying that even though sometimes in this job it's tough. It's all-consuming. It's answering people's questions all the time, even when they've already been answered 5 to 6 times for some commissioners and other staff. But I'm happy to do it. It's been such a privilege for me. For a short time, I consider myself to have an important job. We're all temporary stakeholders here. We all move on. We all are elected in our 2 to 4 year terms. But a couple things that I wrote down when I decided not to run in April, and I think it's something that I want to bring along in my future career and hopefully pass along later on, is be a difference maker. If you run for office, get something done. These aren't seats where you just collect a paycheck. Be somebody who's a leader. Pick an issue you're passionate about. And I said this 4 years ago when I became chair. Leadership matters and vision's important. You got to know where you're going to take people and where they need to go. And then you try to build consensus to make that happen. Build relationships that last a lifetime. This is hopefully the first part of my career here, and I have several other chapters that are successful. But build relationships that will correlate, regardless if they're personally beneficial or not, to you in a professional sense. But if there's somebody that you can rely on, and somebody that knows you and knows your family. And take your job seriously, but not yourself too seriously. And something that I personally probably struggled with a little bit when I began this is that I was always so results-oriented that I didn't care about how it happened or the experience along the way, but the result, to make sure it got past the finish line. Enjoy the ride. The journey is important, too. And so with that, I want to thank each and every one of you again. I want to wish you all the best, and I know I've said this line a few times tonight, but all the joy and happiness that life has to offer professionally, but more importantly, personally. So have a safe and joyous holiday season. And clerk, please call the roll.
Okay, thank you for that. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner
yes.
Carabelli.
Here.
Commissioner DJ.
Still here.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld. Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Myjack.
Here.
Commissioner Miller. Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko.
Here.
Motion to adjourn made by Vice Chair Toko, supported by Dujay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, I need some help getting to Florida and Italy. That's what I need some help with.
Merry Christmas.
I know.
I know.
It's
Merry Christmas.
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 Already
or
not? Say Merry Christmas and
yes.
I will see you
Merry Christmas.
Around.
Merry Christmas. Thanks. Take care. Okay, thank you. I know. All right. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my
God.
I didn't get to go to your phone away.
I know.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's
awesome. You'll be okay.
Yeah,
you'll
be fine.
You'll be all relaxed. Spend time with the kids.
Forecast.
Yeah.
Forecast.
Yeah, that's funny. But you know, I didn't say it.
So, this is done.